Hey, we're back. Welcome to another show, Light It Up Live. Well, we are igniting minds and elevating faith, trying to bring a little bit of light to a dark world one episode at a time. I'm your host, John, but I don't do this alone. I got my boy with me, Josh.
What's up, buddy?
How y'all doing? How you doing?
What's going on, my man? Episode 18, brother. It's episode 18. And today's episode is going to be a really good one, you guys. It's episode 18 is Josh's story. I put out a post out there on all our social media. Josh is fixing his camera right now, which is okay, but he can hear us.
Yeah.
And I can hear him. He'll get it worked out, but it's episode 18. And it's Josh's story. What we're doing is we're having it's kind of like a two-part series. We'll have one this week and we'll have one next week. This week we're going to hear a little bit about our co-host here on Light It Up Live. We're going to hear a little bit about Josh, where he came from, you know what I mean, his childhood and now, you know, his overcomings, some trials and tribulations, you know, whatever he feels comfortable talking about, we're going to talk about. But before we get started, we always like to talk about where the name Light It Up Live came up from. It was come up with by a buddy of mine, Impact. We always thank him for that. And it came from Genesis 1:3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. For God saw the light was good, and he separated the light from darkness. That's what Amen. We're all about here on Light It Up Live. We're trying to bring a little bit of light into a dark world, one episode at a time. You guys, don't forget, we are we're on YouTube Live, we're on Facebook Live, and we're on Twitch Live. We also rebroadcast the next day on iHeartRadio and on YouTube channel. Do us a favor, go to YouTube and hit that subscribe and that like button for us. It's absolutely free. Josh, did you know that if they go to that YouTube channel, bud, it's free. 100%. Yeah. It's free. I'm just like that. All these shows for free. We do it for you guys, man. We're not doing this for money. We do it for y'all. It's absolutely free. But today it's episode 18, Josh's story, baby.
My story.
Josh's story. It's going to be great, man. The only time I'm sad, though. I'm sad.
Why is that?
Because I'm not going to hear Josh's spotlight song.
Yeah, I guess you could play it at the end. At the very end of the show, let that one roll out. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to hear it.
I don't know.
I'm not going to hear it.
You're not going to hear it.
So,
my camera is just acting funky.
It is acting funky. That's okay. We'll get it fixed. But I got to hear Josh's spotlight at least one time. I gotta hear the song. We're not gonna have a Josh spotlight today, you guys, because it's we're doing Josh's story, so we're not gonna do a Josh spotlight, but the song is fun, so I wanna hear it.
Play it.
Okay. Yes, sir. You know what time it is.
It's time for Josh's spotlight.
Yes, sir. As we're doing this, Josh is
We're trying to fix the camera.
So technical difficulties with his camera. He'll get it panned out, man. We'll shoot the breeze until Josh gets it worked out. But today, you guys, it's like I said, it's a two part series. And I had a totally other plan for what tonight's show is going to be out. And God put this on my heart. So when God does that, we listen. Whether if he puts it on Josh's heart or mine, but if we have an idea or not, we go with it when God put something on our heart. And think it was time to kind of tell our stories, you know what I mean? The host and co-host of Light It Up Live. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to do a two-part series. This episode 18 and episode 19. Episode 18 is going to be Josh's story. And then episode 19 next week, it's going to be my story. So, we are going to be telling Josh's story today. And also, Mr. Josh, we got I got a special guest today as well. I got a special guest. We're going to pop up here in a little bit. But we're going to let him sit down there in the green room for a little bit. And so, special guest, don't go nowhere. You can hear me. Let's just sit right there. We're going to let Josh get his camera worked out.
Camera's not working out, brother. Hold on.
Let's get your camera worked out, Josh, and we're going to continue to talk. Special guests don't go nowhere.
Here, let the special guest.
And we're going to get this camera thing worked out. But, yeah, I think it's important for people to share their stories. And a lot of people, when it comes to sharing a story or a testimony, they think that it needs to be about addiction, or they think it needs to be about overcoming alcoholism or something like that, and it doesn't. It doesn't have to be about that. And it could just be anything, any tribulations, trials and tribulations that you go through. There's somebody else out there that quite possibly could have went through them. And sharing our stories, it not only gets people to know you, and it's not only therapeutic to yourself sharing it, there's going to be somebody out there that can relate. And our stories help save lives, you know, and the more transparency, the better. Of course, when we share our stories, we don't always tell everything, because there are some things that are very private to us and that we don't want to share. But sharing our stories, I think, is really important. So that's what we're going to do in these next two episodes. Today is going to be about my brother, Josh. And next week, it'll be about me. Josh, you got that camera working out, buddy?
I'm not really sure. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm still working on the camera thing.
But we are working on the camera. That's okay.
We're gonna
wait on it. You'll get it, buddy. We got all night long. Our special guest ain't gonna go nowhere. They're gonna hang out there and chill for a little bit. Don't go nowhere, special guest. We are having a little bit of technical difficulties with our video. I know you guys on iHeartRadio, you're not seeing this video. But we also video broadcast for people that listen on iHeartRadio. You can go to the YouTube channel at Light It Up Live, all one word, put the at symbol and put in Light It Up Live. And you'll find us. You'll find us there on YouTube. We go live on YouTube. And we also rebroadcast on our YouTube channel the next day. So go there, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button. And you can check us out on video, not just on iHeart. We go live on Facebook. Go live on YouTube, and we go live on Twitch, all simultaneously at the same time.
Well, yeah, I don't know what's going on with it. So I guess we can.
You'll figure it out, buddy. We got time. I'm patient. I'm a patient man.
Yeah,
that is okay, bud. You're pretty good with that thing. So I have confidence that my brother is going to fix this camera.
Yeah. You might let the special guest take a step up real quick. You know what I'm saying?
No, kind of need you to be on there when I do it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll try this second.
It gonna get it, you guys. Don't you worry. But in the meantime, like I was saying, man, sharing our stories. Like next week, I'm gonna be sharing my story, and a big part of our story is growing up. You know, our growing up. It kind of sticks with us for the rest of our lives. You know, that's why, you know, we have certain traumas that stick with us forever, and overcoming those traumas, not everybody's able to do it. So the people that are able to overcome some of them traumas, when somebody hears it and they hear how they overcame them, and maybe they hear, wow, I'm not alone. Somebody else has went through this too. And then people tend to relate. And that could quite honestly save somebody's life. And so that's what we're doing. And plus we want to do it just so you guys can kind of get to know us. You know what I mean? You can kind of get to know the host and the co-host of Light It Up Live. And instead of just, hey, it's Josh and John, you know, you guys can kind of get to know us a little bit. So we're going to be sharing our stories in this two-part series of us sharing our stories. Tonight will be Josh's story, episode 18, and episode 19 is going to be my story, and that'll be next week, Saturday at 7:30. Of course, we're on every weekend at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. How we doing over there, Mr. Josh? Josh is still working things out, you guys. We are going to be pulling up our special guest here in a little bit, and it's going to be amazing.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, my brother.
I think the only thing I could do is leave and come right back. So just give me one.
Come on. Come on, leave and come back. That's okay.
Okay.
You come on, leave and come back. We'll keep talking. We'll keep the show going. That's okay, you guys. This is a live show. You know, so sometimes technical difficulties happen. That's what happens when you go live. We don't do no recording and editing down. We do rebroadcast the next day, but we do no editing. We don't edit the show when it comes on the next day. We let the live show do its thing. And hey, would you look at that? Just like that, he fixed it, my brother. Yeah, so we got a special guest. And I didn't tell you about it, my brother.
No.
Because today, man, I wanted to let you know, buddy, that I love you. This ain't just Josh's story. This is me letting you know how much I appreciate you. And you're a good friend to me, man. You're my best friend. You're my co-host. You're my work partner. And man, it is about your story. But also, it was supposed to be coming a little later, so my special guest is a little early.
Yeah.
We're just going to let you share your story a little bit, but that's okay. We're going to let your special guest come up. I'm going to have the special guest come on into the room. And so I'm going to pull him up. And when I pull him up, he ain't going to turn his camera on yet. So here's our special guest.
Yeah.
There's your special guest. All right, special guest, turn your camera on.
Yeah, I know that struggle.
That's okay.
Them cameras don't like to work. Oh, look, it's my boy. Hey, what's happening? Yeah.
Guys, this is Mr. Nate Carpenter. This is Josh's son. And when we was gonna do this show, having Josh share his story, man, I had to call some people to get his number too.
Yeah.
I tried Facebook. He's not too much of a Facebook guy. He never saw it on Messenger.
No, he don't.
So, yeah. But I called him and I said, hey, man, you want to come on because we're doing a story about your pops? He said, absolutely. Of course he did.
Yeah.
So you guys, this is Mr. Nate Carpenter, man. This is Josh's son joining us right now. Give it up for Mr. Nate Carpenter.
Hanging it. All right. Yeah, hanging out in the car, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
is it raining out? And I just don't know.
No, it's not.
Okay, it looks like it's raining. Yeah.
No.
But I guess my story is pretty basic. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Ohio. You know, originally born in Dayton, Ohio, born in a blizzard. The blizzard of 78, for the old people that know, you know, it was freezing. And just to get diapers, man, you had to go on a survival mission, you know. Moved here to Florida when I was 13 and started to go to school here. I love Florida. I'm almost 50 years old. I've been in Florida the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying? I don't plan on going nowhere. Picked up moving because of a calcium deficiency disease I had that the doctor said that I would have a hard time walking as an adult unless I did something physical, you know what I mean? Like, and continuously worked my body. And that's, so I was like, you know, it wasn't the best choice, but I became a mover, moved pianos, instruments, you know, John, you know, all the crazy things, saves, to the attics. Yeah. Grandma's clock, all that good stuff. But, and then my life, Nathan here, was a big part of my life. You know what I mean? Because I probably wouldn't have moved furniture as long as I did if I didn't have kids. Yeah. You know, like the rest of us, man, I'd have lived in the van down by the river. You know, and I don't need much, man. So, I know the stories, you know, the show's about my story, but I'm not that old yet. I didn't get to serve in no world wars or anything. So, you know, the stories, I'm extremely proud of my children. You know what I mean? I'm happy with my job. I'm happy with my friends. You know, I've noticed as we get older, you know, you got so many friends when you're young, but as you get older, you get down to like maybe five if you're lucky, five real friends. You know what I mean? You always have your kids because they're going to bury you one day. And you know what I'm saying? You gotta take care of them. So.
Amen.
Yeah.
So Nate, while I got you on, buddy. How is Mr. Josh as a dad, man? Do you got anything that's right here live on here that you want to say to your pops, buddy?
Yeah, of course. I'm Nathaniel Carpenter, son Joshua Carpenter. And, you know, throughout my life, my dad has always supported me no matter what is going on. He's never really raised his voice at me. He's never hit me. He's never done anything like that. He's always shown support. I remember probably the most emotional time with him was I was in basic training and I got reverted a week and I was able to call someone, my first call in a month back home after 4 weeks, 5 weeks of intensive training. And I remember I called him and he didn't pick up the first time. So I'm on the phone crying. And the drill instructors are yelling at me for me yelling at my dad. And she, Petty Officer Harrison, she tells me to recall him. So I call him up again and I take a deep breath in, hear his voice, and I immediately start crying. And I remember all the words he was saying to me just about sticking in there, about how proud he is of me and just how much support and how much he misses me. And it really meant the world. He's never really, he's never doubted me in anything I could do. And I really appreciate that.
How powerful, man.
Been a good kid. Yeah, you were there that day he called me. Remember, we were at that that school job where the electrician tried to clip my drill. And I got that phone call, and I thought it was a spam call. I didn't recognize the number. Yeah. And I'm like, look, I'm at work. I ain't got time to explain why I'm broke. You know? Well, no, I am proud of you, man. You was a good kid. You know what I mean? You was easy to raise. Yeah, you went to school. You did what you were supposed to do. You know what I mean? The yard work, you'd do it, you know, the day later. But it'd get done, you know what I'm saying? And
just, so tell me, Josh, how was, if you want to talk about it, how was the relationship with your dad when you grew up?
Oh, it was rough. It was real rough. Because, you know what I'm saying, it was that generation of dad, too.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Right. Yeah, they didn't mess around, man. You know what I'm saying? When it came to discipline. Now, you know what I mean? I guess the older I get, the more I've forgiven my pops, you know what I'm saying? But he was a Marine, and because of that, he had anger issues and all this here. He's pretty rough, man. He's really rough.
You know, now, do you think him being that rough made you a better father tonight?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It made me a better everything because I literally had a handbook of what not to do.
You
know what I'm saying? Yeah. Right. Yeah. I would never bother. I would never pick on nobody. I'd never raise my hand to somebody. I'm not that person. And that's because it just happened my whole life. I was telling my son not long ago, you know, I was like, you lucky you grew up and was never bullied. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I was bullied most of my life. I was a fat kid. I moved from school to school. I was, you know, things were rough, but they weren't terrible. So I can't whip my kids, man. I've never been able to.
Yeah.
I've been fortunate and I ain't had no kids like try to set fire to the house or anything crazy. Like, you know what I mean? To where it would be like, I gotta beat this person or something. This is crazy.
Or they didn't get caught, huh?
No, I think the worst thing he ever did is some kid at school gave him a little water bottle of vodka. Yeah. He was young. It was like middle school. So when they called, like, hey, your kid had alcohol at school, we were like, yeah, right. They're like, no, I'm serious. I'm like, who is this? Quit calling us, man. He's pranking us. You know? No, it did. He did.
Yeah.
They were like, where'd he get the alcohol? Well, not from my house, remember?
No. No,
I don't even have alcohol in my house. So, no.
So you weren't born in Florida, huh, Josh? Where were you born?
Dayton, Ohio, man. Right past Dayton, Air Force Ohio. Base.
What age did you move to Florida?
13.
13 years old. So you spent a good while up there.
Plenty of snow.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Ohio is great. I'm glad I don't live there because of the climate. But other than that, if you didn't have snow, if it had Florida's climate, I'd be up there all day. You know what I mean? I just like the landscape. I like the food, the water. Well, the water's kind of best, a different subject. But I just like Ohio, you know, and there's a lot of inventors that came from Ohio, a lot of scientists, a lot of famous people, good comedians. You know what I'm saying? I just found out the other day that Matt Rife comedian was from Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, he's funny. I was like, I didn't know that. Cat Williams is from Cincinnati. You know, it's just a good state. Yeah. And it's the heart of it all, right?
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Nate, I'm gonna let you go, buddy. Thank you so much, man. Is there anything else that you would like to say to your pops, man, before we let you go?
I want to first say thank you for having me, John.
Absolutely.
It was really nice of you to reach out to me. And I love you, Dad.
Love you too, bud.
You are my role model. I want you to always remember that. But I'm always trying to fill into your shoes.
Yeah. Well, remember, I told you I didn't go to war, so you don't have two dudes. Yeah. You're doing all right, dude. Yeah. So, all right, man.
All right.
Thank you for joining us, buddy. Absolutely, bud. We'll see you.
All right. See you.
Ah, that was my special guest, Mr. Carpenter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
I was going to tell him, man, flip your sun visor up. You know what I'm saying? I got OCD. You know me. Things got in straight line.
Well, he probably had a porch light or something in his eye, so he was probably blocking it out for the best lighting on him.
Yeah, it could. I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah, but I set that up, man. Today was about you, buddy, and I set that up, and I thought about it, man. I was like, man, I wonder if his boy would come on, and you know, man, because I know you've had a little bit of rough time at work here lately, and you know, so I wanted you to remember exactly what you're all about, man, and exactly what the important thing in life is, and I wanted you to remember that you're an incredible person. You're an incredible dad. And, you know, I mean, sometimes things are going to overwhelm us. And I seen you almost break character a couple of times, but you didn't.
Yeah.
I seen that, bro. And you know what? I learned from that. You know what I mean? Because shortly after, I went through some things. You know what I mean? And, man, I just wanted to say I appreciate you, man. I think you're a great person. You're a great dad, man. And so I wanted your boy to get on here. I wanted you to hear that from your boy too, on how much your boy looks up to you, man.
Like I said, I got lucky with him. I've had full custody of him since he was five, and he's lived with me and his stepmother. You know what I mean? He's 20 mm-hmm. now, and he's just always been a very humble kid. You know what I mean? Yeah. A lot like me, man. Kept to himself. Likes his video games. Likes his music. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just nice to everybody. So
moving from 13 years old, man, moving from Ohio to Florida, what was the hardest thing? Besides weather, was there like a big time culture shock? Was there something hard to adjust to people wise?
The schools. The only thing that was weird to me was the schools, because here in Florida, they had the outside portables, right? And these long outside hallways that you had to walk through to get to these classrooms. Yeah, everywhere up north, because it snowed so bad, it was an indoor brick school.
Oh.
Yeah, you rarely went outside unless it was for like PE or something.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, culturally, well, I came down every summer to Florida. You know, every summer I come down to stay with my uncles, because my whole family lived down here except for my mom for some reason and my other uncle up there. And so I knew the heat was serious. But culturally, no, you know what I'm saying? There was Spanish people down here, and there weren't that many in Ohio at that time. But I got used to that quick, man, because they're awesome anyway. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, hell yeah. It was like, they was like, yo, that's green chili salsa. And I'm like, this is what? This is amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but no, it was great coming down here. Like, I used to tell people, like my kids, I'd tell them, just be happy you were born in a state like Florida. You didn't have to go through a blizzard. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Ice on the roads and all this craziness. And I don't know. You get trapped in your house like 9 months out of the year up there because you can't go outside. It's terrible. Right. They're talking bad. My Ohio people's like, whatever.
What about your mama, man?
She moved down here about a year before I did, because I was living with my dad a couple years before I did. And she tried to go back for a little bit. It's just too cold. It's too cold. She stayed up there in Dayton for like a couple of years. A lot of her friends are there, so she, you know, she didn't want to come back to Florida, you know, for the friends. But no, she belongs here. She knows it.
Yeah, I know you talk about her a lot, so I know you guys are close.
Oh yeah, my mama's everything, man. She we talk a lot. Yeah. She's funny as hell. Oops. Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah, the little double hockey stick in there, my bad. But okay. No. So I'm blessed to have her. Like, that's honest. Hey, and I try to surround myself with funny people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, funny people are geniuses. They really are, and they just don't know it. If they applied it to like anything else, they would master it, you know. But
That's I heard you mind. Earlier. I heard you earlier. I think this is something before we go. I heard this. I heard you talk about this, and I want to talk about it so you can, maybe you can help somebody else. I heard you said that you dealt with a lot of bullying when you were little, and you were growing up. What has that done to you nowadays? What you know? I mean, did you learn something from it? Do you hold resentment from it? You know what I mean?
No, actually, bro, I don't hold any hatred towards it. You know what I'm saying? And I blame a Goody Mob song. I know you remember the rap group Goody Mob.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I won't say the verse, but he pretty much said, if I would have took the ease away, I wouldn't be the strong person I am today. And you know, so some things are supposed to happen. I got picked on because I was overweight. That was the main reason, because my personality was always, you know, at least lukewarm. You know, I wasn't boring. I wasn't the most exciting person in the room either. But me being fat growing up was hard, you know. And what it did to me, well, I don't pick on people, you know what I mean, for one. I never did then. So I don't think it changed me. What it did was it let me see that, hey, the world sucks. You know what I mean? Sometimes it does, yeah, man. Everybody's not going to be nice to you.
That's right.
And yeah. And the more you take that in, we was talking about, you know what I'm saying? Your boy, you know, going through what he went through. Yeah. It's a learning lesson, man. And I tell you what, a lesson earned is a lesson learned. And I earned that lesson by getting bullied every day. Plus it showed me what real friends look like. You know, it showed me what real people, you know, out of all the craziness, you know what I'm saying, could do for you. And, It was worth it. Was it fair? Nah. But you know what? Who cares? I can't let it shape. We shouldn't let it shape the rest of our life. You know what I mean? I think people that lean on that, especially when it's just bullying, like they got PTSD. I'm not going to say it's weak because I'm not the next person, but I think it's a cop out. I honestly think an excuse to you know, the hardest thing to admit in life, man, is, you know what I'm saying, when you're wrong. Yeah.
So I'm just trying to do better.
Oh, man. Well, today was about you, my brother.
Well, I appreciate it, man.
Today was about you, man. Josh's story, you guys. It was episode 18. Next week we'll dive into my mess. And we'll talk about me a little bit, man. I'm glad that Nate, I was able to get through to your boy. And I'm glad he got to come on here and tell you in front of the whole world how great you are of a father and how much he loves you, man. I think that was awesome, dude.
Yeah. I think
that was super cool that he came on and did that, man. I hope it kind of made your night.
Yeah, it was good stuff. Yeah. I was surprised he had to call me like, hey, what's for dinner, bro? since I'm talking to you, what you got to eat on? But so that means next week on the show, I'm asking you the questions.
That's right.
That's right. So I need to write down some questions.
And you got to do the intro and everything, bro. That's all on you.
All right.
Yeah, all right. You got to do that. Hey,
back. I can do all that. That's fine.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, okay. Oh, I got to get this down pat right here, baby.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys, don't forget to go to YouTube. All one word, at Light It Up Live. And hit that subscribe button, hit that like button for us. We're on every weekend, Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitch, we're on YouTube, and we also rebroadcast on iHeartRadio. But now,
you got some final thoughts?
It is. It's kind of short, but it's my final thoughts. And I wanted to do one on, because we was doing Josh's story today, so it's basically about growing up. So I wrote a little something about growing up. So this is my final thoughts. You know, growing up isn't something that happens all at once. It's not like one day you wake up and realize you've arrived. It's more like a quiet unfolding, a series of moments that shapes you, stretch you, and sometimes break you. When we're young, we think growing up means getting older, paying bills, having responsibility, maybe settling down. But the truth is, growing up is less about age and more about awareness. It's realizing that your parents were just people trying to figure it out too. It's forgiving yourself for not knowing what you didn't know. It's learning to say goodbye to certain versions of yourself, the ones that got you this far, but can't take you any further. growing up is also realizing that joy looks different now. It's not always wild and exciting. It's sometimes peaceful. And maybe that's the beauty of it, is that we never really stop growing up at all.
Absolutely. Amen, man.
Those are my final thoughts. So thank you guys for joining us, man. This was episode 18. This was Josh's story, man. We dove into a little bit, and you guys got to get to know Josh a little bit better. I thought the show was great. What you think, Josh?
I liked it, man. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Absolutely, yeah. My man. You guys don't forget to go to YouTube, hit that subscribe like button at Light It Up Live, all one word. Go check us out on iHeartRadio, Facebook, and Twitch. In the meantime, remember, your rope's longer than you think. God's rope, it has no end. And hold on tight. God bless. Much love. We'll see you again next week.
See ya.
So light it up. Let his love shine. Stories of grace, hope redefined. Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to Light It Up Live. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to Light It Up Live. Welcome home to Light It Up Live. Stories of grace, hope redefined.